welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. FileZilla. Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's tip. Today, I would like to demonstrate an FTP client called FileZilla. I love it. It is free. It is by the Mozilla Corporation. You can get it by going to mozilla.org. I believe they have it. You can download it there. If not, I think SourceForge has it. You can Google it, file, FileZilla, all one word. I'm going to show you how to upload a simple file to a server. It can do some other things, but this is the main function that people use it for. And frankly, I use it for. So you can upload files to servers via FTP if you know your username and password. And I'm going to show you how this works in FileZilla. Okay. Let's get FileZilla
menu,
open.
Search box, edit.
FileZilla. Start menu programs FileZilla for those of you with Windows XP.
8:03 a.m. Start November 4th, 2010. Leaving menus.
Come on. Open up.
App start. Internet Explorer button.
Whoops.
Running applications arrow. FileZilla username edit alt plus.
Now it takes you into a box. It takes you directly to
host edit alt plus H.
Your host name.
Username edit alt plus U.
And then you are on the tab for username. Now you're on the username tab, and I want to enter my username.
Pasted. Password edit alt plus.
And then you will enter your password.
Port edit alt plus P.
Then you will enter your port number that you're going to connect to the server with, and I don't have a port number in this case.
Quick connect button alt plus Q.
And there is the quick connect button, and you will just press it. Now, I should mention what I'm doing. I am uploading a program that I produced on Mushroom FM last night, my jazzy and snazzy program, to our Auto DJ service. And to do that,
quick connect button alt plus Q.
You need to upload it via FTP. So what is here, now that I've pressed quick connect, now you can see
button, read only edit, local site, edit combo, F dot.
Now you can see your local site where it's going to go to retrieve your files that you want to upload, and you can change that.
Preview, Mushroom FM, list view, not selected, remote site, edit combo, /1:1.
Then it's going to show you your remote site, and I'm hitting tab to go through this big dialogue, by the way, and so
preview, /1:1, list view, not selected, .1/13.
Then you can see the files that you are that are already there. And to do that, you're going to hit down arrow. Now, the dot dot means that you are at the top of the list view, basically. And if you hit backspace, you'll be in a different directory. In this case, there isn't one that I know of. This is the one I have access to. So if I keep hitting down arrow, I want to make sure that my show isn't there.
6071, Alan Lazy Sunday, BGH1, Breakfast Blend 1, Country Oasis 1, CP1, Melting Pot 10110, Richard David Demas 1, Soz 10, The Navigator, Todd 1.
Nope, it's not. But if it were, I could hit delete, press the delete key, and since I have entered the username and password, I could delete the show. I have had to do that before. We have team members who keep up the Auto DJ service, but I always check to make sure that it is deleted. Now, I'm going
list
to
list view, 0 item, button. Read only edit, local site, edit combo, F documents.
Go back to the local site. I am going to find my file I want to upload.
Tree view, Mushroom FM closed, 26, Mushroom FM open, 17
and this
items.
Is a tree view, so I hit right arrow to expand the tree view because I want to look in a different directory than just my Mushroom FM directory.
7, audio compression, melting pot, meetings, jazzy closed.
I want to look in my jazzy directory. This is where I keep all my files for jazzy and snazzy.
Jazzy open, 4 items.
And
jazzy closed, jazzy open, list view, not selected, .1/6.
Tab to the list view, and I want
jazzy 20,101,103.mp3160.
Hit a J, and I'm now on jazzy 1 blah blah blah, and this is the one I want to open, and it will
jazzy
give
20,101,103.mp3160,118,187 MPEG layer 3 audio file November 3rd, 2010, 8:07:17 p.m.
And it talks about the file, and it tells you how many megabytes it is, 116. And I want that because I want to know how big the file is I'm going to be uploading. So if I just hit enter on this, you don't hear anything. But let's look at the status line, and I can get to that by doing insert plus page down, or JAWS key plus page down.
Queue 111 MB.
And you are in the queue. You can upload one or more files at more than one file at once, but I'm only uploading this one. if you just hit enter on the file like I just did, this means the transfer started automatically. And to get to the various to find how it's going, because sometimes it fails and you have to start again, to find out what's going on, I use the JAWS cursor and arrow around on the screen.
JAWS to PC.
Okay, and it you can see some of the files that are on the other site with the when you're on the JAWS cursor, but you want to find
scroll selected one file
where it says the file that you are transferring. It is selected.
SERPNF document 01Z.
Then it will give you your server name, your user ID.
F documents and settings.
Then it will tell you the file path.
0010 elapsed 10555 left 1.9% 2,228.
And then it will give you the statistics. Statistics. You've been going for a minute and 8 seconds, and there's a bunch of time left. It won't take as long as it says right now.
Queued files 1 failed transfer, successful transfers.
And then it will tell you the failed transfers and the successful ones. And in this case, there's nothing there because it hasn't succeeded yet.
Q111.
And that's it. That's what you can see.
PC.
But if you just want to know how it's doing,
Q111EP,
you can see that it's queued there. It doesn't tell you the transfer status when you're using the status line, but you at least know that it's there. And when it's done and you click the status line again, it will say queue empty. And that's how you know without having to arrow around with the JAWS cursor millions of times to find that. So that is a very simple explanation of FileZilla and how you use it to upload files. It is really simple as that to operate. Thank you very much for listening. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.